Hey, this is Morgan Pratt with the JMAC for Congress campaign. If you're listening to this podcast, sounds like you like JMAC. You can find out more about him by going to his Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube channel. Please remember to subscribe and rate us. Now coming up, more JMAC.
Welcome into another edition of the JMAC podcast. So glad that you are with us. Well, my friends, it is over what I believe will be the very last public hearing in the impeachment trial of President Trump in the House, at least, is now over unless they make some changes. It's now going to go over to the House Judiciary Committee, and I don't know if they're going to have any hearings or not. We'll have to wait and see. But I have been trying to approach this, as you know, if you've been listening to my podcast, as a member of the jury, trying to decide if the Democrats were able to make a case that bribery or high crimes and misdemeanors occurred, because that is the standard set forth by the Constitution in order to impeach a sitting president. Now, I happen to believe that we need to have a very, very high standard for impeachment. Very, very high. That way we keep politics out of the equation as much as possible. Now, I know we can't completely keep politics out of the equation because the Constitution says it's the House who starts the impeachment inquiry, and the House is a political body. So that is very difficult. But I am ready to render my conclusion. If I was sitting on a jury right now, would I vote to convict the president of the United States of high crimes and misdemeanors? And the answer is no. I do not believe that the case was made that high crimes and misdemeanors were committed here. And in fact, I think you'll find that even the Democrats will struggle trying to come up with the laws that were broken or violated. As Republicans have been pointing out, so much of the testimony has been a type of hearsay or secondhand knowledge. And I continue to look for a direct link between the funding, the military aid, and the quid pro quo that they keep talking about. I can't see a clear and convincing connection between the two, that military aid was used as a bribe, so to speak. I do believe that a visit to the White House was based upon the idea that Ukraine would investigate corruption, this company called Burisma, and the Bidens. I have no problem believing that. But is that criminal? If you have a president who truly, truly believes that this country tried to interfere with the election against him, and that there is endemic corruption in the country, and that it involved a former vice president, then you can kind of understand why he would do this. I still believe that it was wrong the way he went about it. There are proper channels and proper courses to go. And so I call it irregular and improper, not a high crime and a misdemeanor. And again, I want to keep the standard for impeachment as high as possible. And again, I believe what he did was wrong, and that should be presented to the voters and that they can decide. But I've kind of had this other question in the back of my mind the whole time. And it was actually brought up on CNN today. One of their anchors asked the very question that has been bouncing around in the back of my head about the nature of these investigations and who they are calling as witnesses. This is Jake Tapper just an hour or so ago on CNN asking an important question. Now, I apologize for the audio quality here. It hasn't been posted to their website, so I actually had to record it using my iPhone off of my home television. Here's Jake Tapper asking a very important question.
Now, the Democrats and Speaker Pelosi in particular have said that you don't intend to take Bolton, Giuliani, Mulvaney to court to try to force them to testify because that will take too long. But Impeachment is a very serious matter. It's only happened a handful of times in this nation's history. Is it not worth taking the time so that we hear from everyone? Is the desire for expediency here actually undermining the credibility of the case?
Wow, great question, Jake Tapper. This is a great question. If this is truly an attempt to get to the truth, to the bottom of what happened, then don't you want to hear from the people who have firsthand knowledge? And wouldn't it be of value to fight in the courts to have those people testify, regardless of how long it takes? What's more important here, the truth or something else? Well, Jake Tapper is asking this question of House Representative Democrat Eric Swalwell. And Eric Swalwell reveals something that I think is stunning. And it speaks to the real intent of the Democrats. Is this an attempt at getting to the truth, or is this an attempt to affect an upcoming election in their own way? Here's what he said.
The desire for integrity at the ballot box is overwhelming and predominates over fights in the courts that could go beyond the upcoming election. The president himself invoked the upcoming election when he asked the Ukrainians to investigate a potential political opponent. So the clock starts to run. If we want the upcoming election to be pure and free from outside interference, we have to understand if the president violated his oath of office by inviting a foreign government to help him cheat an election. And so that's why we just can't wait for the president to delay us in the courts.
Wait a minute. That makes no sense. If you want integrity in the election, you need to hear from the people who have firsthand knowledge. But you're saying in some warped logic that you can't wait to hear from the people who have firsthand knowledge because you need integrity in the election. You can't have both. You can't have this expediency and looking past the people with firsthand knowledge and have integrity at the election and have truth. You have to be able to talk to these people. Again, if your endeavor, if your goal is to get to the heart of the matter, to get to the truth, then you should be fighting in the courts to hear from these people. But you're not. But you're saying that the reason that you're not is because you want to get to the heart of the matter in time for an election. Do you see how this is? It's a stunning admission that the Democrats are not seeking the witnesses that admittedly the president is saying you cannot talk to, and he is thwarting that investigation, but that can be dealt with in the courts and it should be dealt with in the courts so that we can all hear from these firsthand witnesses in this process so that we don't have to hear what so-and-so heard over a phone conversation in a crowded cafe, so that we can, when the time comes, make a proper decision at the ballot box. And I'm sorry if it's inconvenient to you that an election is coming up so quickly. That should not get in the way of truth. To me, this is a stunning, stunning admission from the Democrats. And it points to true intent. You can't rush justice because an election is coming. That doesn't help you get integrity in an election. That, in fact, actually guarantees the opposite. That when the election comes, voters will have to be answering questions about what somebody overheard. That's not integrity in an election. Fight to get it done right. Again, if your intent is to find out the real truth. But if your intent is to just sway an election, well, then sure, just have these hearsay witnesses and try and affect public opinion, and then you're done. I've said it the entire time. I mean, the Democrats have known from the very beginning what the outcome of this is going to be. You know what the outcome is, and I know what the outcome is. The outcome is going to be that the House will impeach. They'll vote to impeach. It will go to the Senate. The Senate will hold the trial, and the president will not be removed. And because we will never hear from these firsthand witnesses, because nobody is taking the time to fight for them, to hear from them in the courts, and because the president is saying he doesn't want them to testify, we're never going to hear from those people. So when it's all said and done, we will have an impeached president who's still in office, who will go to the polls, and you'll have a public that is deeply confused. That does not help us at all, if you ask me. Stunning admission. So again, if I was on the jury, I would not be able to vote that the president committed a high crime and misdemeanor, and I would leave it to the people. I wish that the president would allow these people to testify, and I wish that the Democrats would fight to have them testify so that we could get to the bottom of this and not be hearing about overheard conversations. But that's just me. That's just where I stand on the issue of impeachment today. Where do you stand? Let us know in the comments, and be sure and like and subscribe to our podcast. I'll be able to get back to my normal life now that these hearings are over, at least for now. What will I do with all of my extra time? I know. I think I'll go and run for Congress. How about that?
Thanks for listening to the JMAC podcast. If you'd like to donate to JMAC for Congress, you can go to jmacforutah.com. That's jmacforutah.com.